Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. 34 after Mr. Wonderful here at your service. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there at what I call entrepreneurial heaven, small business nirvana. That's my website. And you can also find out more about our guest this half hour, Dolph DeRoos, who is one of the nation's leading experts, one of the world's leading experts. Forget the nation, maybe even the universe. I think they know about him on Mars, on real estate. He's a very smart real estate strategist. He's also a real estate investor. He's not just a professor, folks. He actually walks the talk and practices what he preaches. He's the author of a number of books, including 101 Ways to Massively Increase the Value of Your Real Estate Without Spending Much Money, among other books. He's our friend, Dolph. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. And I understand that you've just had a new station open up on Mars as well. So.
Yep.
That's how they know about me there. They listen to your station there.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's KMAR, I think, up there, up there on the red planet. Exactly. And they're going to be beaming down to get some more of your books anytime now. Dolph, what's the news in the world of real estate these days?
Well, you know, things have been ticking along. I, as you probably remember, I've been doing quite a bit up in Vegas. I set out to buy one house a week for an entire year last year, and we achieved that in 9.5 months, 52 homes in 9.5 months.
So you're the one that's contributing to the bubble in Vegas.
That's right.
It's your fault.
Well, the thing is, they are building 100 homes a day up there. 100
wow.
a day, every day, Saturdays and Sundays included.
Wow.
So, you know, the 52 that I acquired is a drop in the bucket compared with all the homes that were built that year. But the thing that's happened is it's come off the top a bit. From July to July, the capital growth in Las Vegas was 53%. I mean, this is
Holy mackerel, an astounding figure.
It's unheard of.
Wow.
Of course, the average for the nation was 9.7%, which is even pretty high. But that's the average. And as I always say, if that's the average, there must be regions that do better than average and regions that do worse than average.
Right. There are some regions who've actually experienced deflation.
Right, that's
and,
right.
And I don't mean deflation like what you're talking about, where it was 50%, now it's 45%. I'm talking about deflation where the property is worth less than it was 10 years ago.
That's right. And you can identify cities like that. That's the interesting bit. It might be a place where there used to be a steel mill and a nuclear power plant, and they've both closed down.
Right.
And they
right.
were the major job providers for the city. 80%
exactly.
of people worked for one of those two industries.
And nobody's moving in to buy those new houses to hold
right.
prices up.
And the houses that there are old and dilapidated and too
yep.
small and either no garage or a single garage. So you can predict that there will be places that grow at less than average and places that grow better than average.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the contentions I always make, Jim, is that it is so easy to beat the average in real estate in a way that you cannot beat the average in any other investment vehicle.
How would you do that?
Well, just by choosing the right geography. We know that Las Vegas has been number one. It hasn't just been number one for the last week, the way some stocks or options or bonds might have been performing better than average. You know, they do it for an hour sometimes, and then
mm-hmm.
someone else takes the position. Las Vegas has been number one for 13 years running.
Wow.
I mean, these things are slow to change. And the number two city in the United States has been Phoenix for 11 years running.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'd bet my life that Las Vegas is going to be number one and Phoenix is going to be number two this year. But I'd be willing to bet a lot. In fact, I'd bet with my money, I guess you could say.
But see, you do that. As I said, you walk the talk. But the thing is that you're the kind of guy, you're a rather unusual individual investor, I think. Most individual investors pretty much to do their investing close to home, where they can. One of the things we know about a lot of real estate, the average real estate investor, is they like to see their real estate. They like to be where they can go touch it and see it and collect the rent if they need to. But you don't have a problem branching out and leaving your immediate market, do you?
No, because, you know, I can fly for $39 to Vegas. It's only 39 minutes up the road as well. It's an hour gate-to-gate.
But if somebody's listening, Dolph, and they're saying, you know what, I think I like Dolph's idea, and he's maybe I'll go up the road to St. Louis or over here to Des Moines or whatever, and I'll look and see what's going on over there. What are some indicators? What are some things that we need to be looking for in those areas that are sort of standard fundamentals when we're investing out of our element, so to speak?
All right. We can talk about nice scientific fundamentals, which everyone can relate to, and we can talk about non-scientific fundamentals, which might even be more important. Mm-hmm. The scientific ones might be, what's job growth in that city? If job growth is below average, then likely capital growth is going to be below average. And interestingly, mm-hmm. in Las Vegas, job growth is tops in the nation. Mm-hmm. So you've got job growth we can look at, capital growth of real estate values, all kinds of scientific indicators.
Stand by, Dolph. When we come back, I want you to tell us some more of those. One of those I'm going to ask you, I wonder if one of those is the growth in bank deposits. I'd like to get your thoughts on that, too. That's something to check on. 22, we'll be right back with our good friend Dr. Dolph DeRoos, the author of 101 Ways to Massively Increase the Value of Your Real Estate. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Dolph DeRoos is our guest. He's the author of a number of books on real estate, including Rich Dad's Advisors Real Estate Riches, How to Become Rich Using Your Banker's Money. I like that. Anytime we can use other people's money, that's the way to go, isn't it, Dolph?
That is the way to go. And the interesting thing is, with real estate, you can acquire
it. You can do it,
with
Absolutely.
Other people's money.
Absolutely. And as long as the rent's paid, no margin calls, right?
That's right.
Dolph, we're talking about the fundamentals of investing in real estate. The first one you said was job creation, how's the job picture there? What about some others?
Well, and then the other one we said is what's happening to real estate values, because usually they go hand in hand. Job mm-hmm. growth and capital growth go hand in hand.
Right.
But here's a non-scientific way, which I think is a much better way of figuring out whether an area is going to grow or not. There is a company in this country, in fact, it's the largest operation in the world, and it's called Walmart. And it's not a plug for Walmart, but Walmart spends about $24 million a year trying to figure out where to put in new stores.
Mm-hmm.
And their research is based on where's the job growth, where are the people moving to, all that sort of thing.
Right.
So to give an example...
So we should follow them around?
Yes, do what they're doing. 4 years ago, there wasn't a single Walmart in Las Vegas. And today there are 17 of them. There are 8 more on the drawing boards being built, and one of their 3 big nationwide distribution centers is now in Las Vegas.
Wow.
In other words, Walmart's $24 million of research has told me that Las Vegas is the number one city.
We should just glom onto their research then, shouldn't we?
That's right. And, you know, they won't give us their research reports, but they will tell us where they're opening new stores. So you mentioned St. Louis. I mean, if they're building a couple of new Walmarts there, buy in the suburbs that Walmart is investing in. That's mm-hmm. where the growth will be. Very mm-hmm. interesting thing to do, and very simple to do.
What are some other scientific things to look at?
Well,
they're less intuitive, and they're the ones that can bite you sometimes if you don't pay attention to them.
Right. It's the statistics such as the building consent applications. You know, how many homes are they building in that region? How many people are moving in? You get these stats. I mean, Gilbert, which is a town here in Phoenix. Phoenix is really a conglomeration of many little towns. Mesa, Gilbert.
Right, Tempe.
Phoenix itself, Tempe, Scottsdale, you name it. Gilbert has 1,000 people a month moving into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every month.
Talk to the movers, the moving
right.
companies. Find out how they're, I mean, that's a little bit of shoe leather there, not so much scientific, but it really is. It's data, isn't it?
It's data. So that's scientific data. Non-scientific data would be, what is the cost of one-way rentals of U-Haul trucks? Because in Gilbert, with 1,000 people moving in, there are many more U-Hauls going
right.
into Gilbert than coming out. So the
right.
cost of renting one from Gilbert is low.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all these indicators. And we could spend 24 hours a day doing this research and coming up to great conclusions, or just do 1 hour a week and say, you know, this is all I need. Las Vegas is hot, or St. Louis is hot because of, you know, you just know that there's job growth there and capital growth. And
one of the things
something.
One of the things that I think is interesting, that's a little bit harder to find, is how bank deposits are growing in a community. And that, to me, that's an indicator of wealth creation, of income rise,
right.
Rising that, income.
That is very true, and you're right. That's a bit harder to track because in some communities there are many banks, and other communities there are only a few.
But somewhere
banks.
They know that. I mean, I'm just talking about, you know, and of course you and I are talking when we go over these things, we're talking to people who really. You know, I'm assuming that the people who are paying attention right now are saying, you know what, I want to be smarter. I want to be more technical in my real estate acquisitions.
Right. I mean, they're good indicators, but I will also caution that you can be too technical. There is that saying, paralysis through analysis.
Right.
And, you know, if you're analyzing everything just to make sure that all the indicators are aligned, you know, sometimes it's not all aligned anyway. It's just like if you cross town and wait until all the traffic lights that you come across are green before you leave home, you'll never leave.
Right.
Sometimes.
So how much of your gut do you rely on when you make a real estate investment, Dolph?
You know, not really all that much because these statistics are so real and they're all correlated with each other.
Mm-hmm.
If job growth is high and if capital growth is high, then bank deposits will be high. If Walmarts are moving in and if the cost of a U-Haul is pretty low, that means people are moving in.
Right.
They all work in unison with each other. So any one of those indicators will be a good indicator.
Well, just because Walmart is moving into a community doesn't mean that community is growing. Because, you know, Walmart moves into communities that maybe may not be going so well. But if you're seeing a lot of Walmart activity, to me that seems like a good indicator.
Right, right. And you know, sometimes, you know, over a long period of time, Jim, real estate tends to do well anyway. In other words, real estate is very forgiving.
Right.
And a lot of people haven't even been sure. They haven't fully understood real estate. They don't fully understand the terms of their mortgage contract.
Mm-hmm.
They don't fully understand every clause in the contract to purchase the property.
Right.
But you know what? They just do it. And they end up doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And often it's the brainy people, the ones who can understand math very well and language very well and legalese very well. They're just there studying all the data and the documents, and they don't actually do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And often it's people who just say, you know what, this sounds good, who do well. It still surprises me, Jim, that 93% of Americans, when they invest in the stock market. And that's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that's happened...
Well, the stock market is maybe a little more volatile, but it's also less work for a lot of people. That's another reason. Dolph, we're going to a break. Give us the name of your new book.
The new book, it's Wiley has come out with a reprint of Real Estate Riches, and the exciting thing about this is we've had a foreword written by none other than A-Rod himself, Alexander Rodriguez,
the great baseball player, wrote the foreword.
That's right.
Because he's a true believer of the things that you teach, isn't he?
Not only a true believer, he's done it and had spectacular results.
So he's spending some of his many millions on real estate. There's a good bit of data for you there, folks. Ten Till, we're going to be right back with our good friend, Dr. Dolph DeRoos. Stay with us, please. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Dolph DeRoos, is our guest, and that's Robert Cray on blues guitar. He is the best. Dr. Dolph DeRoos is the best, too, when it comes to real estate investing, and he's been helping with that today and in other days past where he's joined us to talk about these issues. The new book is called Real Estate Riches, and when's the new one going to come out with the A-Rod forward, Dolph?
It's out already. It's in every bookstore in the country.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I don't have my copy, so I need to get my copy of that.
We will remedy that today.
All right. Dolph, what about bubbles? We keep hearing about real estate bubbles. And I think a lot of people, I pointed out to people that there may be regional real estate bubbles in parts of the country, but there's no national real estate bubble.
And
I'd like for you to talk to us, because some people are saying, I think some people are put off about investing because they hear all this real estate bubble business.
Well, I agree. And I think the media, with all due respect to radio, of course, but the print media often over-exaggerates things when it comes to real estate. For instance, stocks might come down by 20 or 30%. And the media will report something like, well, there's been a minor correction in the stock market, but we'll use that next week when Greenspan comes out with new job growth statistics.
Right.
But things will be back up and things will be back to normal. Whereas when real estate comes off the top by even 5%, they talk about this massive bubble bursting and how unfair it is, and what does DeRusse say about this? And poor Mrs. Jones, she bought a house for $268,000, and today she'd barely get $250,000 for it, and that is terrible and disgusting, and the bubble has burst, when in actual fact, Mrs. Jones's house has come off the top by 3%.
Wow.
I think they often exaggerate it, and you're right, people get scared.
But there are regional challenges out there, aren't there?
Well, the biggest challenge that we face right now is that a lot of people have been getting mortgages and not fixing the interest rate for 30 years. They've been getting what's called a 3-1 ARM, which means that the interest rate is fixed for 3 years and then it floats to whatever the then prevailing rate will be.
Why would anybody, in the last 3 years, why would anybody choose an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, when they can lock in, you know, almost record low interest rates for 15 to 30 years?
The reason why they choose the ARMs is that the interest rate might be 1/2 or even 1% lower.
So you're saying it's greed. It's greed, isn't it?
Well, it's short-sightedness, I think. Well, why pay 5% when I can get 4.5%?
Yeah.
And it's so short-sighted because already this year, Jim, foreclosure rates are twice what they were last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you attribute that to?
Well, that some of the people who took out 3-year ARMs, you know, a while ago, and interest rates have been starting to creep up, as you're probably aware. Mm-hmm. So I think interest rates are going to creep up a lot more over
there's
the next
no question.
Years.
No, it's upside down with regard to inflation. Whenever you hear short-term rates are below the inflation rate, you know the Fed is not happy with that. They feel that the short-term rate needs to be at least somewhat above the inflation rate.
Right, and mortgage rates have been at 47-year lows. So really the only place for them to go is up. Of course, we thought that 5 years ago when they were at 42-year lows. Mm-hmm. And they went. But, you know, indicators are that they're going to go up, and they've really started to go up.
Besides your buying your books, which I know have helped so many people, you mentioned earlier that Dolph DeRusse is a Dolph DeRusse disciple with his money as he's investing in real estate. Besides your books, are there any tools out there that you recommend that we use to help us select real estate?
Well, if you mean by tools, are the products? Yes, you know,
like a computer program or something like that.
Absolutely, you know, some people are mainly visual, but others are auditory, and we also have audio products out. These are audio versions of book. In fact, Real Estate Riches is out in audio format.
Okay,
and then we've also got other courses. It might be a live recording.
Tell us how they can get those.
Well, I've got a website which is simply dolphderoos.com, dolphderoos.com.
Okay.
We've got audio there, we've got video, and as you say, we've even got software there to analyze real estate.
Okay, so that'll help. You've got some software there where we can go and it'll spread the budget out over a timeline.
That's right.
It's a electronic financial spreadsheet kind of thing.
That's right. You put in all the pertinent details of the property, the price, the
rent. You help us understand vacancy factors and capitalization rates and all those things.
And growth rate, and it shows you graphically, too.
Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you're a real estate investor and you don't have one of those electronic programs, you're making a mistake, because those are magical. I've been using one for over 20 years and some very basic stuff, but it really helps you. So I encourage you, check out Dolph DeRusse's website, dolphderoos.com. Dolph, thank you very much for being here. Have a great holiday. Will you come back another day?
I absolutely will. Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving as well. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Dr. Dolph DeRusse, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.